Penguin Random House Audio presents Leading Men by Christopher Castellani. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. To Michael, in return for Italy.
There are some simply extraordinary people in Portofino. The place is rampant with the kind of goings-on Jennifer never really believes go on. There's an Australian girl who ran away with her stepfather, and a Swedish mother and daughter who share a fisherman between them, etc. But these are very ordinary instances. Altogether, the place is fraught with peril.
Truman Capote, in a letter to David O. Selznick, June 23, 1953.
My name for him is Little Horse. I wish he had a name for me.
Tennessee Williams. Collected Poems. Chapter 1. The Little Horse. Truman was throwing a party in Portofino, and Frank wanted to go. The invitation came in mid-July, slipped between parentheses and the long gossipy paragraphs of his letter to Ten, as if daring him to acknowledge it. Frank read the letter in Ten's absence. He'd been stuck for weeks in their stuffy fourth-floor apartment on Via Firenze, waiting for him to get back from Spain, while on the loud streets below, the real Romans escaped for the mountains. He replied to Truman with a brief telegram, and then he called the finest hotel in town, the Splendido, to book a room. He auditioned various linen jackets and swim trunks and hats in the mirror above the dresser, mended two pairs of Ten's socks, and walked their silks down to the cleaners. When Ten returned,